live for the Lord. It seemed like in this meeting we've been hearing some good truths. I've been in two services and I've enjoyed them very much, and you've seen much good to my soul. And even if I wasn't permitted to be in any more meetings than just today, I feel like my soul has been so blessed that I could go away happy. I just would have felt good in just driving over here all the way and back just for what I've got today to my soul. You know, it's no wonder that the poet could write the song that a day of his course was in, far exceeded all in sin. Just one day of the Lord's reigning in our hearts is worth more than all this world has ever offered or ever could offer to us. Just one day of his course within our soul exceeds all that the enemy has ever offered to us in life. I believe that scripture we want is in Hosea. I believe it comes to my mind in
Hosea 10:12.
I'd like you to pray for us tonight as we look into the Lord's word for a little while. I can't tell me if I turn this light off. It kind of blinds me here. I won't be able to need it. Thank you. Hosea 10:12. Sow to yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness upon you. You know, I've noticed many times in a people seeking the Lord and seem like not getting deep and down the Lord and settle down to where they can get an experience that really lasts. Many times I'm persuaded to believe that people maybe just get under conviction and don't go all the way with the Lord, don't pay the full price. And then, of course, when the trials and the tests and things of life arise, they're not able to stand because they haven't sought the Lord till he rained righteousness down in their soul. Tonight it means a lot to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness upon us. You know, when I see hearts that are seeking the Lord to the extent that they can shed some tears, that they can show a real sorrowfulness of heart, to where they're sorry for the sin, when they can come to the place where they're willing to fix up the wrong, willing to make their wrongs right, willing to deny themselves and take up the cross and follow the Lord, seeking the Lord till they feel free in the heart. So when you ask them if I'm saved, they can say gladly with a smile, "I know I've passed from death unto life." Sometimes you ask people if they're saved, well, they say, "I sought the Lord," or "I joined the church," or "I made an effort and I do this and that. I looks like I ought to be saved." Well, that's not enough. The Lord wants us to seek him till he rains righteousness down into our soul. When men and women seek the Lord till they're satisfied in their soul, till he rains righteousness down upon in their heart, there'll not be no doubt. There'll not be any fear. When I sought the Lord, I meant business. When I came to the Lord, I came to him because I was convicted of my sin. Because I knew I was lost. I knew I was undone without God. And my only hope and only escape for my soul was to seek God. I lost the track of the people that night. I didn't care who saw me. It was in a tent meeting. And I didn't care who saw me that night. I just lost glimpse of everybody. Nothing attracted my mind. so much as getting the burden off of my heart.
Yes.
And I went there before the Lord. I wasn't thinking what this man is going to do or that man is going to do, but my interest was all heavenward. My interest was centered upon the Lord, that I get relieved of my burden that's on my soul. I sought the Lord. I pleaded with the Lord. I confessed my sins before the Lord, and the Lord had mercy and rolled my burden away, and no one had to tell me that he was gone. I knew that I had passed from death unto life. You know, you don't have to pull and nag at people and get them up from the altar when God saves them. You don't have to say, are you saved? Get up now and get them with the arm and help them. They'll get up with joy when they seek God. When they rain rises down in their soul, they can come up with a smile on their face feeling good in their soul tonight. You know, I'm a firm believer in the old-time religion, the only religion there is, salvation, that makes people love everybody, makes them love their enemies, do good to them, that despite the use them, fix up their wrongs, go beyond, go out and fix up things, and do that which is pleasing in the sight of the Lord. Take up the cross and follow Jesus. Leave the world and follow Jesus. Lay aside the weights and everything that's waiting. Laying them down and setting their hearts upon heaven and going their way. Yes, they're seeking God till their rain rises down. They're getting somewhere before the Lord did. He said, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up the fallow ground. Now it would be useless for you, brethren, to go out to your field and sow a seed upon there when the ground was not broken up and when it was not mellowed up and cultivated up. You would receive very little, if any, for your labor. But first, you break up the ground. You pulverize the ground. You work it up. Some people work the ground as much as a year ahead of time before they ever sow their seed on that. So, dear ones, the ground needs to be broken up. You know, I'm not so much in just bagging and pulling people to the altar. I'm not so much on that. I like to see people convicted to the extent that they want God, that you won't have to be begged and have to be pulled and have to be nagged at, but till they just get to a place where they're real sorry for their sins. They just feel lost. Just feel like I'm the meanest person in the world. I need God. Not trying to throw off on someone else and say I'm good or so and so, but you know, when we get the ground really broke up, I tell you, the other man, all he's done and all of this fade out of the picture. We'll not try to let him stand between us and the judgment. The only thing we'll have in mind is to seek God till he rains righteousness down in the soul. Break up the fallow ground. Get it broke up down in here to where you'll put forth an effort. A man came to my house one night. He woke me up away in the night. He said, I want to get saved. He didn't care to knock on my door and arouse me to get up to pray for him. He wanted God in his soul. And he sought God, till the Lord. But you know, when that man came, his ground was broken up. It was mellowed up. That man was tender. That man was in a condition where God could work with him, to where he was sorry of his sins. And brother, when he come, he was already working on it. He would be working on it as he came over the road in his truck to come there to ask for prayer. He was working on it as he came down the road. It was working in here. God was working on his heart. And when he came, the ground was broken up. And when he sought the Lord, it was easy for that man to get saved. Dear ones, I would to God that men and women would seek the Lord till he rains righteousness down in their soul, to where they have a no-soul salvation, to where they can answer people with a smile on their face when they say, are you saved? Yes, as I'm saved, I've got the victory. I like to meet people, and when you greet them, they say, I've got the victory. Don't have to stutter about it, for they just feel it in their soul, just springing up. That well of water is flowing up under everlasting life. When they grip your hand, they mean business. Oh, dear ones, it means a lot. That's the only kind that will take us through is that of which we have sought till he rains righteousness down in our soul, to where we've been filled up with real joy of salvation. My friend tonight, God has something to fill your soul with. It'll make you happy. It'll make you contented. It'll make you love your enemies. It'll make you do things that you wouldn't have did before you was in sin. You'll gladly do it. You'll gladly go all the way. Oh, dear ones, when I sought the Lord, till he rained righteousness down in my soul, when I rose from that altar, I knew I was a born-again man. I knew I was saved. Oh, when I went home that night, while the load had been lifted, the burden had rolled away. I went up the same old hill as it came down when I went to meeting, but things looked different. It seemed like the trees were different. It seemed like the atmosphere was different. But it's the same place. I went over as I came to meeting, but the change was in here. The same trees were there, but they looked different. What was the matter? The burden on my heart had been rolled away. I passed from death unto life. Oh, I felt good in my soul. I laid down with joy in my soul because I had sought him till he'd rained real righteousness down into my soul and he had delivered me. Oh, dear ones, it's wonderful to know where we're at tonight. Now he said, ye have plowed in wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruits of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of mighty men. Oh, dear ones, it won't do to trust in your own way. It won't trust in the mighty men. But the only way that we can ever expect to be relieved is to trust in the God of our salvation, the God of all earth tonight. He said, there's no salvation any other, no other way under heaven whereby that man can be saved. Let's turn over to 31 or 32 and 1 in Psalms, I believe it is. And notice what the psalmist has to say here. Now he said, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. How is it covered? Covered with the blood of Jesus. Now he said to seek the Lord till he rains righteousness down in our soul. And then when you get the righteousness down in there, he said, blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven. Now when it's raining down in there, you're blessed with that privilege of freedom in the Lord, our deliverance in your soul. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. You know, if that wouldn't make a man or have a woman happy in their soul, they couldn't be happy, could they? Surely it delivered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputed not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no guile. Oh, dear ones, I tell you, it takes a deceit out there. Yes, it does. Blessed is that man in whom is no guile. No deceit. Don't have to put on. Don't try to have to measure up, to stretch up, but just live up to it. Just got it in the rigorous produce the same thing that we're telling people about. No guile, no deceit, no hypocrisy about it. But just sit and say, bless the Lord, because we have him in our soul, because he's down in our heart, because we feel his presence there tonight. Now, David could say way back there, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. If David could say that way back there, how much more should you and I under this New Testament dispensation today, when Jesus' blood has been spilled, when the price has been paid and been offered, and our sins are gone and all washed away and cast as far as east is from the west. Glad that when our sins are forgiven, that we can just have the Lord wherever we meet Him, in the cornfield, in the house, at service, wherever condition might be, wherever we meet God, wherever we go to the bottom, we can find God down in our soul. You know, I'm so glad that it came to pass. There was a time when Daniel had to look toward Jerusalem. For his help, the place where God dwelt. But he said there to the woman in the well, he said, some worship in this mountain, and they say Jerusalem is a place that you ought to worship and all that. But he said, the time has come. He said, God is a spirit, and they which worship God should worship Him in spirit and in truth tonight. I'm so glad that the Spirit of God is everywhere tonight, throughout the earth, everywhere, beholding the good and the evil, going to and fro throughout this earth, to show Himself strong in behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards Him, in behalf of that man that was seeking, in behalf of that man that will pay the price. God is reaching out His arms for that soul, like the prodigal boy when he came home, when the prodigal son came to the place where he saw the way he treated his father, the way he sinned against heaven in our sight. He said, I will, beloved, get out of this hog bin, this wine bin. I'll go to my father. I know he has bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger. Father met him a great way off and threw his arms around him. Oh, I would to God that men and women get tired of the sins, tired of their life, tired of just a profession tonight, and would seek God, would feel the need after seeking God till He comes in reality in their soul. I would to God that men would start and make an effort and get out of that place where they've been mired down in sin. Oh, David said, He got me out of the deep miry clay. He was mired down in sin, but He lifted me out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a solid rock, established my goings, and put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto God. You know, dear ones, it'll make your feet different. You'll sing different kind of songs. Yes, you'll even look different. And you'll think of, you'll act different, and you will be different. There'll be joy where once there's heaviness in the soul. Oh, everyone that's passed from death unto life tonight is happy in their soul and free in their soul tonight. No wonder David could say, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven and whose sin is covered. Blessed is that man in whom the Spirit is no guile in that man tonight. Oh, you know, it's freedom, isn't it? It's freedom. If you want freedom tonight and haven't got it, seek God till He rains righteousness down in your soul, till He picks you up and save your soul and give you victory, so you can shout the praises of God. Oh, it's for us tonight. I surely do thank God for it tonight. You know, it's the best thing that I ever come in contact with. It's when I reached the rock, when I got up on the Word of God, upon Jesus as a foundation, and built from there on up. It's established my going. It's been a strength to me, a courage to me, down through the years of time. Oh, it's wonderful. Sure it is. So blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is that man in whom his spirit is no guile, found in that man. In Jeremiah 29 and 11, let's notice here, in Jeremiah 29 and 11, let's notice what the prophet said over here. He has something to give us over here. 29 and 11, I believe it is. He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil." Now the Lord thinks toward you tonight. He said, "I know the thoughts that I think toward you, fear peace." Now the Lord wants to give peace to your soul tonight. That's His desire. That's what Jesus came. That was His purpose. But He was manifest to take away our sins. Now He don't want to think evil of you. He don't want to send you to the lost world tonight. No, He doesn't. He said, "I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." Now, the Lord wants to give you something, a prospect out there, something to encourage your soul, something to look forward to. If you don't have the Lord tonight, you don't have any future, you don't have anything to look to, no brightness out in the world, nothing to gladden your heart tonight. I don't see how people live without the Lord. But the Lord wants to give you an expected end. He wants to give you something to look forward to. They'll be encouraging to you, upbuilding to you, uplifting to you. Something will give you victory when you go out of penny in your pocket. The Lord does something for us when everything is going wrong and when things can be against us. Still, we can have victory in our soul. Some people, if they lose their possession, they lose all the joy. That's all the joy they have. That's all the peace they have. They don't have any more. But you know, dear ones, if you've got God in your soul and you're robbed, your home is taken away, your clothes and everything, like Paul was when he was naked and hungry and all these things, he still had victory in his soul. They can steal what we got in this world's good, but they can't steal salvation out of your soul. I'm so glad tonight that we can just have it in there, and where they can just kill this body, but they can't take Jesus out. They can't take Him away tonight. He's in that soul. He wants to give us an expected end. He wants to encourage our heart, and He will encourage every soul that He can. Sometimes people wonder, why am I not encouraged? Why don't I get a blessing? Well, now maybe you're not worthy of a blessing. God can't bless our souls unless we're in a shape where He can bless us. Not everyone is eligible for the blessings of God upon their soul. Like we heard here today, it's got to be a perfect heart before God will bless. God can't bless that which He condemned. He condemned sin. And if you live in sin and do ugly things and have child and seed and going around the corner in the bag and doing things and still professing and wondering why God is not blessing your soul, brother, you have to come out free and go to the bottom of the thing and get down to the root and ground it, then you root downward and go upward and bless it and go upward for the Lord. Dear ones, I just agree with Brother Spears. He said a lot of people are just wondering about the blessing. I want the blessing. I want the blessing in my soul. Well, he said, stop worrying about the blessing. And he said, pay the price and the blessing will come. Yes, just pay the price and the blessing will be there. Brother Warner said one time, he said, if all is on the altar laid, guarded from each vain desire, when thy soul the perfect price is paid, God will send the Holy Spirit. Right there, God has just got it to give up on every soul that becomes eligible for it. We don't want to get the cart before the horse, but we want to pay the price. The victory will be there. It's there. No doubt it'll be there. When the price is paid, He'll just send the Holy Fire and just come down with real joy in our souls. Surely it will. Yes, that's right. Get the blesser and then we'll be blessed, Brother MacMakin. That's right. Yes, it'll take the blesser to bless this morning. You can't be blessed without the one that blesses you. There's no other salvation any other tonight. No other way whereby a man can be saved under heaven. Not another way tonight. All other ways are thieves and robbers. Any other way we might try to climb up. But oh, God has got something for us. No, that's right. I just like the own fire burning like that. I like to see it burn in the other heart too. But oh, I just feel better to feel it down in here, the warmth of my soul going up to God. You know, he said, now I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Oh, have you been praying unto him? Have you been seeking him? Have you been in the cornfield? Have you been in the barn loft praying? I believe, amen. You know, I believe Brother Gibson said when he got convicted of his sins, he said, I prayed in the cornfield. I prayed in the barn loft. I prayed here. And I prayed there till he sought the Lord. Then I believe his brother Earl Stiles, his wife and daughter sitting back there, I believe he said when he sought the Lord, he prayed in the hen house. He prayed in the barn. He prayed in the field. He prayed here and he prayed there. He was earnest about it. And the children was watching him pray. Finally, he prayed through and got the victory in his soul. And then he just kept on praying. And so one of the children said, now Daddy prayed till he got saved, and now what's he praying for now? Well, he said he was praying the other day to get saved, and now he's praying to keep saved. It just fell all the way through, isn't it? It just takes prayer to get saved, and it takes prayer to keep saved. Yes, it surely does. Now he said, when thou call upon me, then thou shalt call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Yes, I'll come to your rescue when you pray with all your heart. When you seek me, I will come unto you. Now he said, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. Oh, brother, tonight he just I'm going to take just a little halfway prayer. Surely, it's going to take earnest prayer. You know, it brings my mind back to way over there in Arkansas there where we visit an old sister. Brother Sister Gibson knows old Sister Curl there. Old Santa God back isolated back there. And we went back to have service with her one night. And I believe Sister Ruth Murphy and some of the senior saints and all were along. And we had service in her home. And when we left, we said, Sister Carter, we said, pray for us. She said, I will. And said, I'll not pray a sleepy prayer either. Oh, you know, dear ones, there's a lot of sleepy prayers being prayed in the world. Men and women need to be woke up tonight. Woke up. Just praying a sleepy prayer. Their mind on something else. Going out here and going out there. Just halfway seeking God and then wondering why God has oh, brother, it's time to wake up. Don't go down the bottom to get footed down and rooted down to where we can stand the things that are coming against us in this world. Oh, you know, people come to church and they come just halfway there. They're mind on what they're going to do tomorrow. Bringing their farm to church and their job to church and their sisters bringing their cannon to church and all those things. No wonder men and women can get nowhere with God. You know, back yonder, Jesus drove out the oxen and all the things like that, the merchandise. He drove them out of the temple. Brother, he said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Brother, I say tonight that God is driving out everything, and our hearts should be drawn near to Him tonight. See what He says about that over in the 89th chapter of Psalms. Let's notice what He said over there. Oh, dear ones, I say tonight it's time to seek God till He rains righteousness down in our souls. Shout, brother, just keep right on if you feel like it. Now He said, yes, it's wonderful. I feel just what you're feeling tonight. The same thing down in there. It just registers in our souls tonight. Now, I believe He said, right here in Psalms, if we can find it, He said, and the heavens shall praise Thy wonder, O Lord, Thy faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. For who is in the heaven can be compared unto the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened unto the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints, and to be had in reverence of all them that are about Him. Brother, I say tonight that God is to be held in reverence tonight. God is to be feared in the multitude of the saints tonight. He's to be come with reverence, with fear tonight, with godly fear tonight, with reverence tonight. Dear one, we're not to bring anything with us to the service of God, only a perfect heart, seeking God. It's time at home to take about and take care of the material things and all, but when we come, we're to come with a real godly fear and a holy reverence, just with our mind penetrating right on that which will flood our soul with a blessing. Oh, dear ones, you know my heart is grieved sometimes when people come to church. You can hardly get them settled down for service. They're talking about this and talking about that. And then when service is over, they're talking about this and that and the other. I say, dear ones, we need to come with a real soberness, a real sincerity upon our heart. It's coming for a blessing our soul, and we'll get it when we come right there. You know, one time I was grieved, and it gave me quite a thought. We were holding service, and the next day after our service, we got a letter from a lady who lived near us in another town, and she said last night, she said, I wanted to seek the Lord. She said, I felt convicted in my soul, but she said, I put it off to after service. And then she said, I still thought I'd seek the Lord. But you said, she said, the service went over. She said, the sisters started canning beans and doing their canning. And so, Lord, she said, the conviction just left me, and I went on home without the Lord. Oh, dear one, if there's more sincere in our meetings, more prayer being offered, forgetting about all things. You know, sometimes people can hardly wait till meetings over, seem like, to get their conversation started again, get their business starting. Sometimes, folks, it sounds worse than a bunch of geese are going over the top of us sometimes. Just jibby up here and there. I say, folks, God is to be greatly feared tonight. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if Jesus would come along sometimes, if He wouldn't treat some like He did them back in the temple right there. He'd run these material things out of our mind. It's time to seek God till He rains righteousness down, till we have real victory in our soul, to where we can just know that we're where we ought to be before God. Yes, it surely is. But I thank God it's for everyone that will seek Him. Everyone that will live for Him. Everyone that will seek Him can be found of Him. Now He said, I will and I will be found of you, saith the Lord. I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again in the place whence I caused you to be carried away. Now the Lord is wanting to gather everyone right into that holy solemnity with Him. Get them right in tonight with real victory in their souls. In Amos, I believe, 5:4, I'd like for us to notice another scripture here. In Amos 5:4, and see what Amos has to say about it. For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. Now God has got real life for the soul. God isn't just giving a sham, just a fix-up, just kind of camouflaged over. God has got real life for that soul. He's got something that you can know about. There's something you can experience that is just down in there, just springing up, just a change of life in that soul. Not a kind of religion that just cause you act good on Sunday and when you go to church, but real life in that soul that caused you to act different at home and act different in town and here and there. Real life. You're really living within. Everyone that's out of God tonight is dead. They're dead in trespasses. They're dead in sins. They're lost and undone. But Amos said, for thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live. Ye shall have real life in your soul. Oh, you know, when we get this real life in our soul, we can just feel good, can't we? Surely we can feel good right down our soul. You know, I've had some of the most wonderful blessings going right down the road by myself. Just going along, just meditating and thinking upon the things of God, and God just flooded my soul. There were tears that come in my eyes. I could hardly see to drive. You know, the other day, just a few days ago, I was pouring out my heart to help others. I felt burdened to go out and visit some that needed help. And I visited several. And I went into town. I visited some aged people and went in and tried to encourage them and had prayer with them. And you know, as I left that place, got in the car, started to drive off, God just poured a shower of blessing. He just opened up the window and just let it fall on me. And the tears began to fall. I could hardly see to drive. Oh, I tell you, He had paid me so much for my trip, and I felt so blessed in my soul, I was rejoicing over it. Oh, I tell you, dear ones, God has got a blessing for the soul. It is real. Real to my soul by myself. It didn't have to be worked up by God and exercised. It's just the windows. God just poured out anointing in my soul and give me victory. You know, for some time, I told this maybe before, but it's been surreal to me. I like to tell it. You know, I've been laboring over in the hills there for quite a while. I and Brother Gibson, Brother Abbott, different ones there. And you know, we've had to give out a lot and not just so much preaching ourselves. We're not very many preachers back there, is it, Brother Abbott? We have to give out a whole lot and try to encourage the saints, which we're glad to do and all. But you know, different times, God has saw the need that we needed courage to. And you know, as near as I can describe it, at different times, it just seemed like I could just see a picture of the Lord right up over me with an anointing bottle of courage. And every once in a while, He just dump up the bottle and dump in a little courage in there. And you know, I just felt like Elijah did when he ate that meal. It just seemed like I could go 40 days. Maybe not that long, but a long ways on that. And after a while, I get to place just like Jesus was when He gave out there, when they touched His body and virtue went out of His body. Why, He had to get along there and pray to God. God to get filled up again. So God just filled our souls. As we give out, God fills up again.
Yes.
But you know, if we don't never give out anything and don't ever do anything for the Lord, how can we expect? We just have it never goes out. You know, like fresh water, don't you?
Yes.
Fresh water going out and coming in. Just a continual flow, right through the soul. Some stagnated water is not appetizing at all, is it? But good fresh water that's flowing in from Jesus and going out in the world to help him.
Yes.
Just coming right into the soul. That fresh water will keep you encouraged. It'll keep you alive. You know, live things are living in fresh water, aren't they? Yes, sure they are. Your mosquitoes and things of that sort live on old stagnated water. But things that really have life and breath about them, they live in the real fresh water. Oh, dear ones, I like that kind that makes us live, don't you? That makes us have life and have it more abundantly. That's what Jesus said he came for, that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. Oh, you know, wasn't the Lord good to us? Wasn't he loving to us? He didn't owe it to us. We was lost. We'd be lost tonight. We'd be undone if God hadn't had mercy upon us. I think about the time when I was seeking God, when I wanted to find the people of God. I was with the people and I was doing all I could, but my heart was reaching out. My soul was reaching out there. It was crying out, Lord, there must be somebody that's living close to the Lord and these people I'm with. And you know, one day, when I was away off in a field, up in a field, working in a field, God sent two brothers away up in that field to seek me out up there. Men that I'd never saw before in this world. But God knew I was up on top of that mountain in that field. Sent them brothers up there to see me up there. And you know, that was the beginning of me finding the real faith of God. Yes, I tell you, dear ones, he that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. God knew my desire. He knew I wanted. And I tell you, when God led me to the saints, I was a happy man. I knew I'd found him. Yes, I knew I'd found him. And I still know it tonight. I'm still happy in the Lord tonight. I tell you, it hasn't run out tonight. I don't want it to run out, folks. I want to keep it refreshed up in my soul. He said, arise and be doing, and the Lord be with thee. If we want the Lord to be with us, arise, be doing, be giving now, be living for the Lord. Ask the Lord for something to do. I'm sure he'll give you something to do. No use of no one being idle. There's something to do for the Lord. Oh, may the Lord bless. Get a song, and we might sing a song tonight. I wonder if there's somebody here tonight that wants to help in their soul. I wonder if you're here tonight and you have such a shallow experience tonight that you don't have victory. You don't have joy. You're up today and you're down, or you're just up and down. I advise you tonight to seek God till he rains righteousness down. Seek the Lord. Stay there till you have victory, till you know that you've passed from death unto life. You can go away with victory in your soul. Now may the Lord bless us while we stand. Number 400, while we stand tonight, I'd just like to see this altar filled with people tonight. If you are justified and you need to be sanctified, it's for you too. You need to be filled with sanctification. If you're not justified, you need to be justified tonight. So come right on tonight and give the Lord a chance to work in your heart while we stand.